Хөрхөн охид trap sons trap sons trap sons trap sons and trap don't sons trap don't sons trap Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа Даадар стуултан дур булаа бууруулаа
Mogwai.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Do you still like being called Mogwai or not?
Yeah, actually, I remember last year I went to go see your show, and I think you put my name under Mogwai instead of Kira, and it took me like 20 minutes to get into your show.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
But no, I like it. A lot of people call me, especially in the fight world.
Okay, all right. I didn't know. I know sometimes people outgrow nicknames.
Nah, I'm with it.
Congrats on your last win. You're now, what, on a six-fight winning streak?
Six-fight win streak, yeah. And I just got cut.
What?
Yeah, six fights with them, and then they cut me.
Why?
They told me that it was just like they weren't looking. I'm not what they were looking for anymore, and that they don't have anybody for me to fight.
Hold up. Okay, I'm looking at your thing right now. You just beat Francis Hernandez. You looked amazing in that fight. You looked awesome. Mm-hmm. You beat Paulina Granados, good fighter. Vanessa Rico Fernandez, right?
Right.
That was three in a row. Then you lost to Kanato Murata. Before that, you won another three in a row. And they cut you?
And then they cut me, yeah. So I'm sitting under their banner, but they brought me to Ryzen.
There has to be another reason, right?
There has to be.
What happened? Whose boyfriend did you hook up with? What happened?
I don't know. I know, I always butt heads with Combate a lot. Like everyone knows me as I'm Combate Princess. I just know what I want. And so I'm really stubborn with what they promised me. And they gave me promises, and there's just a lot of broken promises. So I think they're just over it. They have a lot of Mexican fighters, and so they're getting a lot of people out there from Mexico. And I know they just signed Tito Ortiz as well, so I know they made a huge investment in him.
Yeah, but so what? You're a star. I mean, first of all, you started off your career. It was going rough. I'm not gonna lie. You won your first fight, then you lost two, and I was like, uh
oh. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Since then, you've just been on a tear. You've been putting in like twisters, and you're fun, and you're hot, and you're adorable, and you talk shit. Very marketable. I don't see what the problem is here.
Thank you. Yeah, I just have a really rough start. I think because I did go pro really early. I was still 19 years old when I went pro. So I was just figuring out like the weight cut and everything. And I think that's what one of the main problems was with Combate was the weight issue. I signed with them at 105, and I told them that I was willing to go back down to 105. But for my last fight, I told them that I would go 115 just to prove that I can make weight, that I can be professional. I'll show up. Have a healthy camp, have a new coach, new team. And I did exactly what I promised. I went in there with Tony Ferguson as a coach. I was training at the UFCPI for 8 weeks. I made weight without a problem. I sold tickets. I put on a show. I won fight of the night, finished with an armbar, and I guess it wasn't enough.
This is bullshit. This is horseshit. I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
So now, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm honestly taking a break from MMA right now. I mean,
you're too good of a fighter. I mean, you could be a world champion.
I know. I don't know. It was really emotional for me. I didn't like the way everything worked out. And then just trying to find a new coach, new team. I was bouncing around gyms a lot, too. So I think I just need to find a home, really. I need to find I signed with Iridium. So trying to work things out with Iridium and be settled down with the coach and the team.
You're in your prime. What are you, 23 now?
I'm 24. I'll be 25 September.
You're a kid. You haven't even hit your sexual peak yet. That's like 28 to 32. You're just a little girl. I mean, you're a woman, but I mean, you can't. Is it because you started wrestling so early and you're kind of just like burnt out a little bit?
It might be. I don't know. I mean, I look at a lot of the fighters with Invicta, and I know that I can beat the girls in Invicta without a problem. But they never wanted to sign me, and that's why I did go sign with Combate. And so now it's kind of deciding where I want to go from here, who I want to sign with, and being that I was with Combate for so long, it's just a lot to think about before signing another five-fight contract.
This is terrible. Now, is this the boyfriend talking to you? Because I know you're dating that wrestler. good looking guy, a little shady, I'm not gonna lie.
Why is that?
I have no idea. He seems like a nice guy. but now did you wrestled a girl that I used to date, Gina Bazzani? You guys are wrestling?
Yeah, I'm so sad that you're not going to be able to make it. You have a show at the same time, otherwise we'd get you tickets.
It's this Friday?
This Friday, 9 o'clock.
I got nothing but nice things to say about Gina. She's a cool girl, but how did this come about?
I've been training FSW for a few months now, and then Gina has been, I did a few shows. I think she did one or two shows before, but her brother wrestles. He's been doing shows. And whenever she's not fighting, she tries to get on shows. And so there's one this Friday, and they're asking her who would be good opponents for her. And they brought up my name, so I didn't have anything going on. I don't have a fight contract right now, and so I took it.
Now, what's your nickname going to be?
I have no nickname. Just Kira right now. We're doing. It's more of like a, what is that, blood sport? It's like just Josh Barnett's blood sport, so it's gonna be more MMA style. What was that?
It's like hardcore, like blood and like getting through the frying pans and stuff, the whole thing.
No, have you seen Josh Barnett's blood sport?
No.
So it's like old school, like street style wrestling.
Okay. So
yeah.
I mean, is it an actual match or it's kind of there's like a script involved?
Oh,
you know
script,
who's gonna
sure.
win? What?
Huh?
You don't know?
No, I have no idea.
Come on. You first of all, Gina outweighs you by she's a one she was a fighter 145 for a while.
Come on, I'm like a beast wrestler though.
Yeah, I know, but you're also like 105 pounds. She's 150.
Yeah, but I got some great takedowns. I got some great
jiu-jitsu. What are you gonna like crawl through her legs and stuff? I mean what are you gonna do?
I think I got better jiu-jitsu than her.
Yeah, but she's so much bigger than you though.
Nah, I'll be good.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Oh, God.
I'm talking about Andrade Bravo.
Well, okay. Now, is Gina going to bring her Tim Elliott, her boyfriend?
I do think Tim's going to be there. Dave's actually going to be on the card, too. So she's got her brother. She's got her boyfriend there.
Are you going to bring your boyfriend to fight his boyfriend? Her boyfriend?
Yeah. He's actually walking out with me.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's her and Tim versus you and your... Now, who's your boyfriend? What's his name again?
Suede Thompson.
Suede Thompson.
Yeah.
And he's an indie wrestler.
Uh-huh.
So I take it you're paying the rent.
No, he takes care of me.
Uh-huh, okay. And then where do you guys live together?
Kind of.
Wow, that happened fast. You've been dating, what, 2 weeks?
Three Something weeks? Like that. It's like 2.5.
Now, who hit on who?
We met on Bumble.
Ooh, you're on Bumble? A catch like you, a pro fighter, a little hottie was on Bumble. I mean, Sway Thompson I could see on Bumble or Farmers Only or, you know, Soul Swipe or whatever. But you were on Bumble? Damn.
I was. This is my New Year's resolution. We matched and we clicked right away.
Wow. And then where did he take you on your first date?
We went to Skinny Fats and then we went to Dave and Buster's. And
wow.
Then we went to Pool House.
That's a very romantic date.
And yeah, it was a whole date, whole day.
No Chuck E. Cheese to night.
No, that's Dave and Buster's. We played games. He whooped my ass in all the games.
Oh, okay, all right. So it was Dave and Buster's, and you knew right away this guy was cool. Now, did he make a move the first night, Mr. Sway? I mean, he's Sway Thompson. Did he go in for the kiss or any?
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
Wow.
He closed the deal that night.
He banged you the first night?
No, I didn't say that. He kissed me.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
That's closing the deal.
I don't do that.
Now. Okay, it's closing the deal now.
I'm a good girl.
Good. Okay, yeah, don't. No, you're the champ.
Of course.
You have world championship punani. You don't need to just give it out to anybody, all right? You guard that thing with your life. You make this guy earn it, okay, Mr. Clay Thompson.
He sure did.
So, listen, do you want me to put a tweet out saying that you're not with Combate and you're looking for a new fight promotion?
Please, yeah. I mean, I want to get a fight. I would love to fight locally. There's a new promotion here in Vegas called FFC. So it'd be kind of fun just to take a small show and get a fight here, fight in front of my family and friends before signing a huge contract again.
Well, that's the thing. You could be the best. I honestly think you're among the top 105 in the world. Like, you're probably in top 3, right?
Oh, for sure. I've been ranked number 6 for the past 4 years.
Now, how do you think you would do against, like, Jin Yu Fry or one of those girls?
I think I have better jiu-jitsu than every 105er that there is. I'm working on my striking a lot right now, and that's why I signed with I started working with Tony. And so Tony helped me a lot with my striking, but my jiu-jitsu, my wrestling is still better than all the 105ers. And that's why I did even go up to 115 to challenge myself, and I still feel like I can hang with a lot of those 115ers.
I like it. I mean, you're a badass. I always knew it. I knew you when you were a kid. You were like 18 years old. And I go, who's this little cute girl? And like your mom was kind of hot too. And you guys, I was like, what's going on here? Now, is your mom still managing you or no?
No, I'm assigned with Iridium.
Iridium, good. So yeah, okay. So listen, this is a new Kira. You got a bright start. You cut ties with Combate. I know they claim that they have more watchers than everybody in the world, but I don't know about that. I just don't know about that.
I really don't believe that. It's really weird because I mean, I've been signed with them since 2015. And I look at the crowds and I look at the people and I just don't think we're selling those kind of tickets. And yeah, maybe with NBC Universal with Mexico watching, but there's just no way that they're doing
better
than
Bellator,
like how they claim.
How many people are like, hey, you're the girl from the fought last night?
None of them. People know me in Vegas just because I'm really popular, like on social media. And just because I've been in the sport for a while, but there's nobody that I say Combate, and they're like, "What's Combate? What is that?"
Yeah, people think you have like an STD or something. Now, do you now you have your own gym now, right? Like, aren't you have like your own gym?
I work at Title Boxing.
Yeah, I teach the boxing. Now, do you have any boxing classes this week that I can go to?
Not this week because the holidays were closed out, but you should definitely come in so I can hold some pads for you and give you a good workout while you're here.
You would just make fun of me. You'd be like, what's wrong with you? I'm not bad on the pads. It's when the pads aren't involved that I like suck. When people actually, when like, they're like, I'm like great on the pads. I'm like, okay, we're going to do some light sparring. I'm getting lit up by like grandmothers and stuff. But it's all in good. It's good. Now, do you do light sparring in your class or no?
No, not in this class. This is seriously like we're in the suburbs of Henderson, and so we got a lot of soccer moms and families, and it's a fun crowd, but they're not trying to be fighters in that gym.
Now, how many guys are sending you like dick pics and making inappropriate comments to you, and if so, does your boyfriend handle it?
He handles it very well. You go through my DMs. It's a scary place to be.
I couldn't, because you're so cute. Like, I think people are like, they assume that because you show a picture of like a little bit of butt cheek, they could just say whatever they want, right?
Oh, yeah. And then with me and my boyfriend collect Care Bears, so I get a lot of people asking if we got some weird fetishes going on now, too.
wait, what's his nickname?
Suede Thompson.
No, but what's his nickname? Does he have a nickname?
Oh, that's his nickname, Suede.
Oh, he doesn't have an actual, like, Suede, the barn cat or something? Or?
Oh, no. Nope, just Suede. He has a brand. It's called Suederade. So
oh,
my God. Suederade. It looks like the Gatorade logo.
Does he have T-shirts say Suederade?
Uh-huh. They're really cool.
Oh, my God. I got to get – come to one of my shows this week. I'm at the Stratosphere Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and tonight. I want a Suederade shirt.
Oh, you have one tonight?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
What time tonight?
8 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, we might come by tonight then. Yeah, okay. We'll bring you a shirt. Yeah, I know you'd love it.
Oh,
what size are you?
And I also want a Kira Patera shirt.
Of course. What size?
Extra large.
All right, yeah, we could do that.
Yes, that's awesome. I'll like wear it for everything.
Yeah, okay, well, he's teaching right now, but I'll ask him what we're doing tonight. So if not tonight, Saturday, but
you gotta meet the baby.
Tonight. We have nothing tonight.
The baby's coming in tomorrow. You gotta meet my daughter.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
At the awards, right?
Yeah, she'll be at the awards.
Oh, yay, I can't wait.
Yeah, I want my daughter to be like you, for real. Like, cause you're like kind of, you're fun, you're respectable, you're sweet, you're a badass fighter, you're like good with kids, you're a good person. Like, if I want her to grow up and like be like you, for real, Kira.
Oh, that's so sweet. That made my day.
It's the truth. I swear to God, it's true.
Yeah, well, I was a Girl Scout for 12 years too, so I've been doing a lot of stuff with that. That's why I always stay true to that. Like, being a Girl Scout, I was really into like community service projects and everything. And so actually this Sunday I'm getting my dance certification, so I'll be able to hold, because I used to have like anti-bullying seminars and everything,
and I'd get dance instructors to come to kind of hold like a little dance, like Zumba event in the corner. We had games, we have music, and just a huge fundraiser I'd always try to do like once a year. But now I'm actually getting my dance certification so I can run that myself.
Oh, I love it. I love
yeah.
it. I love it. Well, where can people follow you on Instagram and Twitter?
Follow me on Instagram at Kira Vitara, same brand for Twitter. Just my name on Facebook as well. So keep it nice and easy. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all my name.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Take care. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
So talking to Jason, the Kid Knight. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Sitting at the subway. And I'm sitting at the subway in Walmart. Give me something to eat right this minute.
Oh, there you go. Nice. That's exactly where I thought you were. The subway
yeah.
at Walmart, getting ready to eat. By the way, your fight against Lobov was outstanding. That was one of the best fights I've ever seen in my life.
I appreciate it, man. I put a lot of heart into that fight.
Oh, my God. It was a great fight. Did you think that you won that fight?
Well, I believe I did, man. If you go back and you watch the first round, I got him with two clean knockdowns, and he protested it, so they only scored me for one knockdown. And there was once that I slipped, they called a knockdown. And, you know, just little things like that, that I think the fight could have went another way. But I had him mentally and physically beaten in the fourth and fifth round anyways. So, I mean, I don't know. They gave the fight to you know who they thought needed it. So you know I'm not too mad at the company.
It was a very very close fight. Afterwards, your face looked like you ever see that face off with John Travolta, where they like removed his face and put another face on it. It looked like they could have removed your entire face. Did those scars go away or did they stay on your face?
I've got one or two that you could still see, but yeah, for the most part, man, I look just the same as I did before.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a few more low battle scars, but nothing that bothers me, you know.
It was awesome. Now, you're fighting Leonard Garcia, right?
Yes, sir. August the 10th in Biloxi.
That's gonna be an awesome fight, Leonard Garcia. He won his first. He looked really good. He looked like he was kind of out of shape. Like, he looked a little pudgy, I'm not going to lie. But he performed
yeah.
really well in his last fight against Lemmy Bang Bro. That was also a great fight. What have you learned from the last fight, and what are you going to do differently?
I think I'm going to try my best to get out of that mindset of just, you know, trying to beat the hell out of him and try to do it a little bit more strategically. And hit my angles and my footwork and stuff like I'm supposed to. Also, you know, I believe that I'm not going to worry so much about breaking my hands. You know, and then in the last fight, I was worried about breaking my hands and kind of held back on the power a little bit. And, you know, maybe the ferocity, you know, the intensity, I kind of held back until about the fourth round, fifth round. And I really turned it up. But, you know, this time I'm going to try to, you know, turn it up the whole fight. Keep that ferocity, that intensity, the whole entire fight, but, you know, do it a little more strategically instead of just running in there and trying to bang it out with him, you know?
Well, that's not good for the fans, but that's probably better off. It's probably a lot smarter for you because, I mean, but the fans might get upset because you're such an action-packed fighter.
I promise you, there's still going to be plenty of action. I'm going to be right there in his face. It's going to be just the same intensity. But, you know, this time I'm going to try not to leave my face out there for the punches quite as much. I'm going to try to make sure that I hit those angles. And, you know, after I throw my punches, get in and out and, you know, cause damage on him, try not to take so much myself.
Now, what's crazy is that, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours, Jason. I think you're just a great guy, a great fighter. But when I watched your first couple fights, you were mostly a jiu-jitsu guy. You always did, like, the whole Eddie Bravo, you know, rubber guard and throwing some crazy submissions. And then it seemed like striking was like your one area that could be improved the most. And then you went into bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think this is just a different little journey that I'm on right now. Something that I had to do in my life. You know, whenever I heard of bare knuckle boxing right here, And, you know, in Biloxi, Mississippi, I was like, hell yeah, I get the fist fight. The guy can't take me down and lay on me. You know, I'm very good at jiu-jitsu, but I'm not good against a badass wrestler who wants to just hold me down. You know, if I've got another guy who wants to get on the ground and try his best to finish me, then, you know, most of the time, if he's throwing punches, then he leaves commissions up. And I'm very good at catching people whenever they try to land some punishment, and I make them pay for, you know, trying to land punishment. But when you got a guy who just sits there and hangs on to your waist and stays as scared as he can, trying his best not to throw anything because he's worried about the possibility of a submission, that makes jiu-jitsu so boring to me. You know, if we're going to go to the ground, I want to actively try to win the fight. And I think that my opponents should do the same. But, you know, that's what MMA has came to today. It came to a bunch of wrestlers who try to play it safe the whole time and cause boring-ass fights. And, you know, I think I'd rather just go and stand up and throw punches at a guy who can't take me down, you know?
I hear you, man. I mean, I understand. You know, coming from a wrestling background, I totally respect that. But, yeah, it is frustrating to watch a guy just land a guy for 4 minutes or 5 minutes out of the round. How do you think, did you get cut from the UFC or did you officially leave or what happened?
I got cut, man. I lost four in a row. No, I'm sorry. I think it was four in a row. I'm sorry. Yeah. I lost four fights in a row and they went ahead and got rid of me. Man, I had a lot going on in my life. I just went through a divorce and all kind of shit. But, you know, I can't really blame that on anything. I got a little bit too much money way too fast and, you know, started living that party boy lifestyle and, you know, let it mess my career up a little bit. But now, you know, with the bare knuckle, I'm back on track. I'm making, you know, just as much money as I was in the UFC, sometimes better. And I think that I'm going to ride this out and, you know, fight a few bare knuckle fights. And if I want to do some jiu-jitsu in between, I'll go hit a couple of jiu-jitsu tournaments and, you know, work on getting my black belt.
Now, what kind of parties were you having? Like, you were in Mississippi having, like, I mean, just crazy parties?
Man, just whatever, you know. You're thinking that the money was never going to run out, so we'd be, you know, four-wheel riding every weekend or taking the boat out, going fishing every weekend or, you know, buying enough beer for everybody and all that good shit. Just doing dumb things that, you know, young kids do whenever they come across money.
Go ahead. Go on.
I was about to say, but, you know, I got my house paid for. I got my vehicles paid for. I did a lot of good with my money, but I did a lot of wrong. And, you know, I believe that, you know, just the party aspect and being a fool and not really training the way that I should and shit like that, that's what helped me get kicked out of the UFC.
And what happened with the wife?
She was a skank. Yeah, she wanted to cheat on me every time we turned around, so can't deal with that.
But she was cheating on you?
Man, exactly 1 week before my last fight, I caught her with another guy, and I hit his ass with a 3-punch combo. And then, you know, after the fight was over, I come home, file for a divorce. But now,
you walked in, she was in bed with another guy?
No, she wasn't in bed with another guy. She was at the little camper where they were supposed to be staying, where she was supposed to be staying with her friends. No friends there, but there's a guy laid up in the bed covered up. I'm like, who is that? Who pulls the covers back, stands up in his boxers, and he got hit with a 3-piece real quick. And then, you know, after that, I went and fought my fight in New York and then come home and filed for a divorce.
Now, when you hit him 3 times, did you knock him out or did you drop him or what happened?
I hit him with a 2-3-2. He hit the ground. And about that time, my ex starts screaming, oh, he's our friend. He was just, you know, he needed a place to sleep, blah, blah, blah. And dude's like, oh, man, that's fucked up. And he gets up and, you know, runs, jumps on his floor and leaves as quick as he can. But what's crazy, you know, she swore up now they're not doing anything. Well, next thing you know, they're together right after, you know, before the divorce was ever finalized. But yeah, you know, the thing is, man, it was such a blessing. I got me a badass girlfriend now who cooks, cleans, does everything that a woman's supposed to do. And I, you know, it's like taking out the trash and then, you know, bringing home something good.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good in life now and, you know, able to focus and ready to go beat up Leonard Garcia in August.
Now, where did you meet this girl, the new one?
Say what now?
Where did you meet the new girlfriend?
I've known her, most of her family all of my life and stuff, and, you know, we just met their friends and wound up hitting it off. And, you know, shortly after my divorce was finalized, you know, we started talking and been together about 6 months now.
There you go. Nice. Now, you and Leonard Garcia, obviously you guys are both great fighters, both warriors. Is there going to be any shit-talking in this fight?
No, you never know, man. That's I always leave that up to the other guy, usually. You know, if they try to act like a douchebag and talk shit before the fight and say what they're going to do to me and all this stuff, yeah, then most of the time that'll get me fired up. And if I get in there and we start fighting and it's going, you know, one way or the other, and I feel like it's time to start talking shit, I start talking shit, you know. And I mean, it's not something that I do to try to draw attention or to try and have fun. It's just, you know, once it hits in my head that I'm mad or I'm having fun, whatever it is, you know, then the filter comes off and I start, you know, letting them words fly.
Right. Now, what did you think of Paulie Malignaggi versus Lobov?
It was one of the most garbage fights I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the whole time, Paulie, of course, he's the better boxer. But, I mean, if I'm a superior boxer, if I'm so much better than somebody, wouldn't you think that I would just go in there and try to get him out of the way nice and quick, finish the fight, and walk out there and show that, you know, my boxing is so much better than his? Well, Paulie was doing the exact opposite of that. He was so scared that if he got in there, Artem might possibly knock him out. He was so scared that if they made any kind of connection, that he might get knocked out. And then Artem, on the other hand, Artem, he wanted to try to knock Paulie out. You know, that's all he had to do. That's all he had in his head was, you know, throw one or two big punches, land the knockout punch, and the fight will be over. It seemed like that's all Artem wanted to do. So he'd throw one or two big retarded punches and, you know, get countered a little bit and then step back and then chase him around some more. And it was hard to even pick a winner of the fight because both of them, like, fought so horribly. Yeah, all that Artem really needed to do was just, you know, stay connected and try to chase Paul around and stay ahead on the scorecards, I believe, because, I mean, of course, Paulie wanted to hit his angles and stuff and try to outpoint you. Well, if you try to outpoint a boxer who's better at boxing than you, then most likely the boxer's going to win. He's going to outpoint you. But if you go in there and you turn it into a brutal-ass street fight and you beat the hell out of Paulie Malignaggi because he can't handle it, then it would have been a lot different. I swear, man, I think if you put me in there with Paulie, I would run through him, nice and easy. Put me back in there with Artem, and I promise you, I'm going to run through him again.
Were you surprised at all by Lobov's willing to take a fight? Because you hit him good, but he's a hard head, huh?
Yeah, man, he's tough, way tougher than I gave him credit for. And his boxing skills a lot better than I gave him credit for. Me myself, I feel like I've got way better boxing than Artem. But I didn't start in the fight. Not until about the fourth and fifth round, if you go back and you watch, you'll see my feet start moving, you'll see me coming in and out, you'll see me moving my head a little bit, and I look a whole lot better than I did, you know, rounds one through three. To be honest with you, man, I went out there, I threw my first little combo, Artem slipped it, and then, you know, hit me with like a three-piece combination. And after that, you know, all my training went out the window. It's like, fuck it, it's time to fight, you know. And then I started trying to beat the hell out of him. And then it was finally the fourth round, I finally calmed down a little bit and started fighting the way that I was supposed to fight the fight, you know, and I took over.
Yeah. How much did your head hurt afterwards?
The only thing that really hurt was my mouth, man. I had teeth go through my mouth in like three different places. And man, my mouth was so jacked up. I had like five or six stitches in one spot, and then five or six in the other spot, and then five or six in another spot on the inside and outside of my mouth. So, of course, it was a bitch trying to get that deal up.
And the bare knuckle, they cover your medical bills, right?
Yeah. They just got me sewed up. You know, that was it. They wasn't really no any medical bills. I went to the ER to, you know, get a CAT scan or whatever it was, just to make sure that I didn't have a concussion. I had no concussion. I had no broken hand or broken bones or anything like that. And, you know, they sent me home. I was good to go.
You are a modern-day gladiator. So when is this next fight?
What do you say, when or where?
Both.
It's going to be August the 10th in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Coast Coliseum. Leonard Garcia is coming all the way from Mexico, coming to my house, and I'm going to beat his ass.
I love it. And where can people follow you on Instagram and Twitter?
Instagram is at JTKTheKid. Twitter is at JasonTheKid23. Give me a follow. If you're not already following me on Facebook, it's Jason Knight or JasonTheKidKnight. And go ahead.
Can I get a T-shirt, a Jason Knight T-shirt?
Of course, man. Get up with me, send me the address, and you know, we'll send you out a T-shirt.
I love it. Well, thank you, Jason. You're the best, man.
One more thing, man. We got I've opened my own promotion. Me and my brother and two of our great buddies, we've opened our own promotion. It's called Empire FC. If you haven't heard of Empire FC, we've got Ladies of War coming up on August the 31st. Make sure you don't miss this. It's going to be an all-women's card. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so all-women's MMA, is it pro or amateur?
No, it's pro and amateur, and it's not only MMA. It's going to be a hybrid card with MMA fights and combat jiu-jitsu and jiu-jitsu super fights. So it's going to be something. We're doing something different than anybody's ever done. We'll have combat jiu-jitsu on just about every one of our fights, MMA as well. Sometimes we'll even have, you know, Muay Thai kickboxing matches or you know, boxing matches. But we'll do a lot of hybrid cards, and on the 31st, it's going to be all women, and it's going to be badass.
All right, so this July 31st, Empire MMA, and where is it taking place?
August the 31st.
August 31st, and where?
It's going to be at the Biloxi Community Center, I believe. Just look up Empire FC, and you'll be able to see all about it. It's Ladies of War.
Ladies of War. I like it. Biloxi, Mississippi, August 31st,
yes,
Empire MMA. Jason, you're a great man, and have a great rest of the day.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Local trap, sons and traps. Trap, sons and trap, don't some trap. Түүний сонс тө хөвч юм дур булаа Даа дуу 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 булаа мөрөө та